Novell Open Audio, the podcast that connects the Novell user community with what's going on inside and around the Novell universe.
Welcome to Novell Open Audio. I'm your host, Aaron Quill.
And I'm Ron Terry.
And today we brought some people in to talk about the Novell Compliance Management Platform version 1.1. Patrick Gookin, who's the product manager for compliance management. Patrick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We also have on the phone Brent McCormick. Brent, tell us what you do.
Hi, Aaron. I am Novell's Identity and Security Enablement Manager.
So you make sure that everybody's up to speed on everything that's happening on identity and security, right?
That's right.
So speaking of getting up to speed, Ron and I are not familiar with Novell Compliance Management Platform, or CMP, at all. Can you guys give us just a brief overview of what it is and what it does?
So the Novell Compliance Management Platform is actually a combination of three leading identity and security products. It includes Identity Management, Access Manager, and Sentinel, our SIEM product. So those products are bundled together, and it also includes integration between those products to make those products more powerful, easier to use, and to solve out of the box some common customer problems around the compliance space.
So a real easy explanation, Aaron, if you bought all of those products individually, you would not have the same functionality as if you bought the compliance management platform, because that last item is key. It's kind of the glue that brings them together and really enhances the three products together. So you get more than if you had them individually and brought them online.
Oh, that's cool. And let's real quick, since we are talking about a combination of three products plus some extra glue, let's just at a real high level talk about what those three products do.
Okay. From a very basic level, Identity Manager comes in a family of products. There are three members of the family. There's Standard Edition, which includes basic identity data integration capabilities. The second member of the family is Advanced Edition. And the third member of the family is the Compliance Management Platform. And that's what we're drilling down on now. Compliance Management Platform includes the Advanced Edition of Identity Manager. Also included, as Patrick mentioned, is Novell Access Manager. Access Manager helps us control access into applications, provide web-based single sign-on services, also provide federation type of services. And then the last member of the Compliance Management Platform bundle is Sentinel. And Sentinel is a security information event monitor tool. It watches live on the wire events as they're occurring, security events. And what it does that's really interesting is it can correlate multiple events simultaneously to trigger a security incident and to help folks manage and track what's going on behind the scenes. So something like, has there been a separation of duty violation? If we have that policy set and somebody has violated that, is it possible to monitor and be aware of that? Yes, that's exactly what we can do with the compliance management platform.
Now, I understand we pull all those three products together. We add some extra special sauce. Give me a description with really, what does CMP do? What kind of scenarios does it help customers with?
The secret sauce of the glue that's involved is the integration between security and identity. And what that means is CMP allows you to have all of your identity information injected into your security events. So that's really a key component of CMP, or a key capability that it provides. Without CMP, if you're using Sentinel or any SIEM product, you can see events, you can see security events, and you can tie them back to a user account perhaps or an IP address, but you really can't correlate them all together to one individual or one identity. So that's one of the primary things, is so that when you're monitoring your systems for security, you're able to tie those events and correlate them together and say, okay, now I know not only that this was a particular account, I know exactly who it belongs to, I know what department they work in, I know potentially who approved that access for them, and I can also take action on that. So with CMP, if I detect the event in Sentinel, I have an incident, I can trigger an action in the identity management system to do something like lock an account or remove an account for a user. It's a very well-integrated capability that really puts you above the identity stack or the security stack to give you a much better way of being on top of your security situation, which is very important from a compliance perspective.
Yeah, way better than looking at a log and trying to work backwards. Okay, who had that IP address, or that user account references this person on this system, but it's totally different. It's nice to pull all that stuff together so that instead of just getting log alerts, you guys are getting real actionable items that are happening, right?
That's a huge step forward. So think of all those manual tasks of sifting through logs. When you have compliance management platform, you're really bringing in nice automation capabilities there that speed the time so that it's not something that happened a month ago and you've just barely learned about it. It can happen real time.
Yeah, and we already have a lot of systems that are generating tons of logs. It really just brings us up to the next level where now I really understand what's going on rather than just knowing this box didn't alert because this log event happened. That's cool.
We also have part of CMP is a solution pack for Sentinel, and that solution pack includes pre-built correlation rules. So some standard or common scenarios that you want to detect for, maybe a user that's logging in from two different locations simultaneously, or a user that's doing some kind of a transaction when they really shouldn't be able to be doing that because they got access outside of the administrative domain. So some preset correlation rules come with this, as well as some preset reports that are geared towards that integration of identity and security. So not just show me all the events that occurred on this system, it's show me all the events that occurred for this particular user on all of these systems, those kinds of reports.
Oh, very cool. Okay, I understand now how we're pulling everything together and how we can leverage that. How does this really help me be like HIPAA compliant, though?
So from a specific regulation perspective, regulations such as HIPAA have a lot of the controls that are related to HIPAA involve privacy protection and really just ensuring that only the right people have access to sensitive data, in HIPAA's case, patient data, medical records, and so forth. So to be able to configure your system to make sure that people have the proper access, that's part of the identity management capabilities that we provide, and to monitor that is part of the Sentinel Security Information Event Management monitoring system that we provide. So those two on their own address a lot of HIPAA requirements around privacy and protection of patient data. CMP puts that together and just raises the bar as far as how well you can detect and enforce the controls that you need for regulations such as HIPAA.
So it sounds to me like this is a really good tool set that gives you the tools needed to create a base compliance management, but could also be extended to be more specific as well.
That's absolutely correct. The compliance management platform really provides you with the foundation for all of your compliance needs and answers a lot of compliance regulations, the general requirements around these regulations for privacy and protection of sensitive data. But it can also be extended to be more specific to specific regulations like HIPAA and SOX and so forth.
And anything you have like internal policy as well.
That's one of the really nice things about the way that we've done the compliance management platform and the individual products integration of them is that from a customization perspective and implementation that's specific to your environment, it's specifically geared towards providing that capability.
So can you give us some examples of how this is actually being used by customers or could be used by customers?
Yeah, sure. Typical scenario is to be able to determine, you know, as you mentioned before, this integration capability to tie events back to identity really lets you do interesting things. Like, for example, if you want to detect an anomaly where a user is logging in one part of the country, maybe Los Angeles, and simultaneously in Boston, and you tie that back to a single person, which obviously isn't appropriate. Either there's some fraud going on, or people are sharing credentials. It's a situation that you want to take action on. And so then you can immediately identify that action and then remediate it, remove, lock those accounts, and so forth. That's a common scenario.
So this really is tying in these different types of events, physical access, logging into a computer, accessing a wireless network. All those can be correlated.
You know, I've seen some of these federal government sensitive centers where access is very locked down. They do not allow tailgating. And so tailgating is where you have multiple people swiping a building access card and then walking through a door. So it's very much against policy. If you go through a gate, you have to do it one at a time. So they'll call that logging into the building once you've entered the door through the passageway. And if someone happened to tailgate and didn't log into the building but logs into the computer system, they could correlate those two events and see that that's a security violation. And perhaps remediation in that scenario is to lock the user account because they weren't properly accessed into the building itself.
So that's huge, and one of the key things I want to point out is that you're really tying things like physical access, using that and leveraging that information, and then pulling that into the overall computer security system. That's awesome.
Well, it's logs, right? It's syslogs. So any data that's going into a syslog, which physical PACS, physical access security system, as long as it's logging to a logging system, that's all we're doing is pulling log data.
And then correlating that, though, in an automated fashion, and that's the key.
That's exactly the key. And you start to see the creativity that you can have with correlation, and you really can get creative. And, you know, I've seen immense creativity. I've seen some folks wanting to know how well their firewall was working and if they were having some violations. So they wanted a SIEM product that specifically watched the firewall. and watch the type of events that were going through the firewall to see the frequency of when they were happening and if certain firewall policies were actually working as they had intended.
And what I love is that you really have the power that you're able to look at these logs, anything from the security systems to physical database servers, firewalls, whatever it happens to be. I love that you can look at all that different information, analyze it, and then because you're tied to IDM4, it's awesome that from there you can really kick off a process that changes something in some other completely different system, whether that's lock them out of being able to authenticate this system, whether that changes, you know, how or what they can access in Oracle. I mean, that just really opens you up to do a lot of different cool things.
That's a really good point, because identity management gives you that centralized control. It's not just that you see an event in a particular application and can take action. You can take action across your enterprise. So it's much more powerful.
Yeah, you can shut somebody down all the way across the enterprise and just doing from one specific task or whatever. I mean, that's extremely powerful. Okay, so we just did an overview on really what CMP is. Now, this is your 1.1 release. What have you guys added?
The main feature about this release is that we're updating all of the component products that we talked about. So Identity Manager, Access Management, and Sentinel. Identity Manager is being updated to the 4.0 version of that product, the Advanced Edition. And the Advanced Edition includes role-based provisioning, which used to be a separate module that was part of CMP as well. And it also includes advanced identity reporting, and it includes the role mapping administrator, which is a very unique tool for mapping roles to provisioning entitlements in different various connected systems, drag and drop, very easy to use. CMP now includes this much more robust version of identity management that's included as part of the product. It also includes the update to Novell Access Manager, which is 3.1.2. and to Sentinel, which is 6.2. So that's one of the main things that we're doing, is giving our CMP customers the opportunity to have all of the most current versions of our industry-leading products. We're also updating the identity tracking solution pack. This is really where the glue is that we talked about earlier. And this solution pack includes the ability to send events from Identity Manager to Sentinel and to inject identity into those events. So we're updating that pack. A lot of the new capabilities of Identity Manager 4, it has more robust eventing. And those events are being now collected in the CMP release. We're also updating a lot of the reports and that content that we talked about in that solution pack before, some of the correlation rules and some of the reports. We're doing quite a bit of work on performance of those reports and improving that, and on integrating those reports or rationalizing those reports with a new set of identity reports. So we'll have the new identity reports in the Identity Manager and some updated reports in the Compliance Manager, and the combination of them gives you a much richer view of your identity environment.
So how does maintenance work with CMP? Do I wind up with maintenance on the individual products, or is the maintenance with CMP for the bundle itself?
The maintenance is actually on the CMP bundle. You pay one maintenance cost for all of your maintenance, but it does give you maintenance for all the individual component products, although you're not really supported running them until we do a new release of CMP like we're doing today. And that's so that we can make sure the integration between those products is working properly and it's completely tested so that you have a working environment.
And that makes sense, because I'd hate to have an update come out for Sentinel, apply it, and have it break some of the glue that connects everything together just because it hasn't been tested.
Exactly.
Okay, what about for existing customers? What if a customer has IDM4 Advanced Edition? They've heard about CMP. It sounds great. Is there some sort of upgrade path to people who currently own some or all of the components?
Yep, there definitely is. There's an upgrade SKU to upgrade by going from Identity Manager 4 and adding Sentinel and adding Access Manager and getting the integration.
Can you give me some other examples of some creative solutions that are coming out of this?
So we just recently worked with a great integration team, a mixture of professional services partners and employees in Europe. And when we did this class with them, it was essentially a 3-day class where we're creative with defining customer use cases and scenarios. And so one of the scenarios was the topic of firewall monitoring. So for typical network scan attacks that are happening, and specifically port scans, they wanted to be able to create some correlation rules that represented potentially dangerous network activity to detect port scans, and then also tie that to some remediation action that was followed up on. Another example, one of the teams created a scenario for rogue administration where administrator adds a user as a friend to a group that escalates privileges, allowing them to do something that they shouldn't really have access to do unless a manager approves it, perhaps in a workflow. But they've done it to hide that activity. And so what essentially ends up happening, a correlation rule detects that the group membership was granted without following proper procedure in a very short window or time frame before the user is actually able to go out and cause harm. And so an associated remediation and workflow and reporting all are the result of that scenario. And the last scenario I want to give you is a real-life use case that this integration partner had implemented for some customers. They wanted to implement it specifically to detect unused firewall policies. So to do this, they created their own custom table. They extracted lists of policy and associated metadata from the particular manufacturer of firewalls for this customer. And they added to that table and then created custom reports to show how recently each individual policy was actually being used to access a service. So the intent would be to detect services that are decommissioned and no longer require a firewall policy. That can bog a firewall down if there are unused policies or extra code on there that you're not really taking advantage with. So that gives you some ideas on the creative side and what can be done with it.
Cool. That was fantastic. Well, Patrick and Brent, thanks a lot for taking the time to sit down and explain what Compliance Management Platform is to Ron and I.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks a lot, Aaron, for having us on.
Remember that Novell Open Audio is brought to you by Novell Incorporated. Most of our content is directed by our listener community, so please send us your feedback by email at openaudio@novell.com or by leaving comments on our website at novell.com/openaudio. That's it for this time. Have a good one.